So here we are at the end of our walk, having travelled from the intersection of Geary Lane with the Ashby Road, thinking about the crematorium, up past Keeper's Cottage, where we turned left, down the track towards Cedar Court and Bretby Manor. And then we've now just walked along the track that takes us from Bretby Manor into Bretby Village itself and the green just in front of the church. And as we came over the brow of the hill down the track before we got onto the footpath, we could see the bell cot of St Wiston's Church. And so we've come down the track and across the road, and we're on the village green by a bonneted structure, which is the war memorial for the First World War. Bretby lost a small number of people during the First World War and lost no one during the Second. It is a place where we gather each year on Remembrance Sunday to remember those who died in the two wars and those who have died since that time in other conflicts. And as we stand here, we let's finish this walk with the words of the prophet Micah, a reading we often use during our remembrance services. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised up above the hills. People shall stream to it, and many nations shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and shall arbitrate between strong nations far away. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall all sit under their own vines and under their own fig trees, and no one shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. For all the peoples walk, each in the name of its God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God for ever and ever."